Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. So on today's show, I have two returning guests. I have Lisa Greco and I have Daniela Davis. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And both of them are the managers at Way Memorial Home Health and Hospice. And actually, November is Home Health and Hospice Month. So thank you both and thank you to your staff. And everyone at Way Memorial Hospital for doing what you do, because you do help keep our patients safe. You help bring our patients back to their at least baseline. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would definitely agree.
So, can you kind of start off? We'll start off with Lisa. What is home health?
Home health is an intermittent skilled service in your home. It can be a nurse, a therapist, occupational, physical, speech therapy. We can provide home health aid services, wound care, anything that requires a skill and it's done in your home. What we need is a physician's order, and you have to be homebound in order to receive home health services.
Right. And, you know, we will talk about homebound, but I will say I have to give a shout out to your physical therapy department, and because my mother needed physical therapy and she's homebound, she can't get out, and they came to her house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not like she was in the hospital and came out either. It was something that she needed. And so thank you for that. And, you know, it did help her, you know, improve her balance and all that stuff, which is so important.
Yes, it is very important. Right now, actually, my mother is a current active home health patient, and I'm violating HIPAA, and that's okay because I'm one of her caregivers.
Right.
But we had nursing, we had physical therapy, occupational therapy, and home health aid services after her surgery, and they're still ongoing because she's still not quite back at her baseline, and that's the goal. That's the whole goal of home health.
Right.
Intermittent skilled services.
Exactly. So it doesn't necessarily require hospitalization, but it does require them to be homebound. Right, Daniela?
Correct. For Medicare patients and for most private insurances, there's two criteria. One, you need the help of another person or medical equipment, such as crutches, a walker, or a wheelchair, to leave your home. And the second one is that it is difficult, it's considerable and taxing effort for you to leave the home. So if you can hop, jump, and skip around your yard, you're not really considered homebound because you can get to your doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, any other thing like, you know, qualify for Medicare's home health benefits or stuff like that?
So your doctor should decide if you're homebound based on the evaluation of your condition. If you qualify for Medicare's home health benefit, your plan of care will also certify that you are homebound. And then after you start receiving home health care, your doctor is required to evaluate and recertify your plan of care every 60 days. You also need what's called a face-to-face. The reason that you're on home health is the reason that you went to go see the doctor, and it has to be done within 90 days of being admitted to home health or 30 days after. So if you go to your doctor for a toe wound and he decides to order home health for maybe your respiratory status, that doesn't fly with Medicare and you'll need to go back and see your doctor again.
Okay, so it's really based on the current diagnosis that you need to see them
Correct.
For, right? Okay. So what is covered?
Medicare will cover most forms of home health if it's ordered by a doctor and there is a need for skilled care. Skilled care includes nursing services such as wound care, IV therapy, ostomy teaching, disease process teaching, and medication management. We also have physical and occupational training for home exercises, home safety eval, help with post-hospitalization weakness. We also have social workers that will help with any social, any community issues, and we have aides available for intermittent care.
Okay. And, you know, again, when someone is admitted, you know, you help work with insurance companies and all of that stuff, right?
Correct.
Okay. Great. So Lisa, when, you know, someone is approved for home health and someone comes in, what can they expect?
The first visit is essentially, it's a very long visit, whether it's done by the nurse or the physical therapist, or in the near future, Medicare is going to allow occupational therapists to open the case depending on the services needed. But it's a long visit. They'll look at your medications. They'll do what we call an OASIS assessment. We'll look at your functional status. Can you get up and walk around? Can you get to the restroom? Things like that. How do you function at home? As well as the skill that the doctor ordered our services for. We'll check your wounds. We'll check your IV, whatever that happens to be. And based on that initial assessment, other services may be implemented. Maybe doctor didn't order therapy initially, but the nurse thinks that you could benefit from physical therapy. They'll call the doctor, ask for the order, and then put everything together, and then a physical therapist will start to see you. So once they come in and do the assessment, that also gives you the chance to ask questions. They'll determine if you're homebound. They'll review your medications. And some people, I will be honest, at the beginning will say, it's not something I want right now. Mm-hmm. And or we discover that they're not homebound. They didn't understand that part. And that's a big piece, as Daniela had said, homebound. If they're not homebound, we can't bill for services. And a lot of times, most of our patients stay on service once we admit. But some of them, the initial assessment is done. They'll make sure everything is, that you know your medicines and everything is in place, and then we won't come back again, and others would provide services for as long as needed.
Right. Because, you know, as Wayne Memorial Hospital, we have outpatient services too. Mm-hmm. So if someone's not homebound and can drive or can take transportation, many of the services that you provide, they can get in the hospital, or they can get within our rehab department, like physical therapy. They can go to wound care and have their wounds looked at. They can go to our infusion clinic if they have to. So, you know, you are really strictly for the people who are homebound that cannot leave their home.
But that being said, we're not going to leave without making sure those other arrangements are set up. Whether we're calling your doctor's office saying, you know, they're not homebound, can they go to outpatient physical therapy? We'll start that ball rolling. So no one is left without services.
Right, which is a great, great service for our community and for the individuals that live there, because, you know, maybe they need that help just to get started and where to go for those outpatient services. And we're all under one umbrella, so that's really beneficial to those patients, definitely. So what are some of, like, the hours that are available?
So we're open 8 to 4:30 Monday to Friday, and then after 4:30 we do have a telephone call nurse available to answer your calls and make a visit if needed. On the weekends we're staffed also from 8 to 4:30, and again with that telephone call nurse.
Okay. And, like, you know, how long is usually a visit, or will that vary?
It depends on the need. Like I said earlier, the admission visit can take upwards of 2 hours, but the regular visit is 30 minutes to an hour, depending. Some are longer if it's a complex wound treatment, if it's teaching, or if you have a lot of questions. The nurses allow enough time to make sure that your needs are met.
Okay. So, yeah. So, like, you know, the number of appointments or visits depends on the need of the patient, right? Mm-hmm. But say if home health was ordered for somebody for a foot wound, but they're evaluating that patient because, you know, they'll do routine checks when they go in, right? Like mm-hmm. blood pressure and just check their heart, because that's what nurses are, right? So full assessment. If they find something different, what may happen?
So nurses, we're trained and are required to complete a comprehensive physical assessment. So basically a head-to-toe assessment. And once a nurse identifies a potential issue, we are required under a nurse's license to report it to the physician.
Right. So if they are getting help with a foot wound, but they hear something wrong with their heart, the nurse needs to call their physician, right?
Correct.
Because, again, I think the key word here is comprehensive. It's a full picture.
Yes.
It covers the whole person.
Oh, yes.
Which is so important for our listeners to know. Is there a phone number that someone can call just to get information? Because it is physician referral. Mm-hmm. But if they have questions about home health for maybe a loved one.
Sure.
Who can they call?
They can call 570-253-8431, and that's our main office number. There's someone available 8 to 4:30 every day, and then that number is transferred to the hospital switchboard for after-hour calls.
Okay, great. And, you know, we talked about the homebound person. Are there any exceptions to that, like if someone wanted to go to church or...
Oh, yes. Medicare does realize that you may need to leave your home, whether it be for church, physician's appointments, special family functions, things like that. And they are all acceptable.
Okay.
And we work around those.
Okay, great. So really, like, you know, that is the home health part of it. Mm-hmm. Now, the second part is hospice.
Correct.
And you provide a whole nother service with hospice. So can you explain what hospice is for our listeners?
Sure. Hospice is for our patients that the physician certifies that the definition is if your illness progresses as it's intended, the patient has 6 months to live or less. That being said, sometimes illnesses, as we all know, don't progress like they're supposed to or like we think they will. So we have had patients on hospice for longer than 6 months, upwards of a year, as long as we're able to show in the Medicare world that the patient is declining. But what those patients are receiving is the skilled nursing, home health aides, spiritual assessment, social work, volunteers, and if we need to, we do have our occupational and physical therapists and our speech therapist that can cover in hospice, and they may go and show the family how to transfer or transport or just position in the bed. So we offer that full range of services for our patients that are terminal. Hospice is provided whether it be in your home, which is the majority of our patients, but we also see patients in the nursing home, personal care home. We can put patients into the hospital if they need symptom management. It's not for long term, with the intent that they're going back home, wherever home may be, wherever they may be. And we also have, for our active hospice patients, what's available is respite services, meaning they can go to the nursing home or the hospital if the family's going away or needs a little break or something like that for about 5 minutes, for 5 days, and then they go back to home again.
Mm-hmm.
And just like home health, hospice nurses are available 24/7 for your needs and questions.
Right. And again, you work through insurance with hospice
and
as well as home health that we talked about earlier. You know, and I know, you know, we still are in the midst of COVID, but your services never changed. They never stopped.
Yeah.
You know, you are still going into homes. You're still taking care of patients.
Correct.
We changed our tactics a little bit for our home health patients and our hospice patients. We do more interview over the phone and less in person. But when we're there, we do what we need to do, make sure that the patient is safe, and then we leave. And we have all the PPE to keep our patients and our staff safe.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, I think that's a level of comfort, because I think some people are hesitant to have other individuals come into their home, but we are professionals. You're nurses, you're certified, you're licensed, and, you know, we take the utmost care and precautions to keep everyone safe in our community, correct?
We're trying.
Yes, we're trying. And thank you for doing that. We really, really appreciate, you know, everything you do, because, like, how long have you worked in home health, Lisa?
I've been here 6 years now.
Okay.
6 years.
But you've been a nurse.
I've been a nurse for 30 years. So I have a variety of home health experience from prior to my position here. I've worked in a variety of hospital settings. I've done a little bit of everything in my career.
Right. And Daniela?
I've been with Wayne Memorial since 2006, I want to say. Started out in the ER for 5 years or so, and then I came over to home health, was a staff nurse out in the field seeing patients, and then I became a manager.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. And, you know, just kind of touching back on hospice, you also work with volunteers, correct?
Correct.
And that's an important aspect of,
yes,
you know, that nursing mm-hmm. part is you do accept volunteers.
Yes. They have to be trained. Mm-hmm. Our volunteers go through a 2-day training session, and then they're allowed to go to the home. And maybe it's just so the patient's spouse can go to the store or go mm-hmm. for groceries or go for an appointment. And not even that. Sometimes the spouse is still there or the family member is still there, but it's someone to sit with and have a conversation with the patient and read to them. They go to the nursing homes to see our nursing home patients, and they spend time. So it's a nice benefit. And people, our volunteers are wonderful. They're great people, and they do a lot for our patients.
Right. Because it does take that special person to, mm-hmm. to volunteer for that hospice program.
Yeah.
you know. So yes, thank you for the volunteers that are listening out there, for any organizations that you volunteer for. We do appreciate everything you do. Any last words? We only have a couple of seconds left.
No, happy Thanksgiving.
That's yes. It. Happy Thanksgiving. So we're just wrapping up the show with Lisa Greco and Daniela Davis, our home health managers at Way Memorial Hospital. I'm Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, and we do want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and a happy holiday season. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.